Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2158 and it was recorded on Thursday the 17th of February 2022. It's good to welcome you again to listen to this edition. Today you just have two readers, myself, Chris Gillam, and Pauline Goldsworthy. This week we will enjoy providing you with what we hope you agree is interesting listening with news items from the evening news, which are in most part about goings on in the city, and some letters to the paper. And we have a couple of features which will be read by Ian Robertson.
Thank you, Chris. Hello, this is Pauline. We'll get on with some news items in a moment, but first we welcome new listener Gay Heath of Brundle. We hope you enjoy listening. And second, I must mention that at the end of this weekly edition, you have the February edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. We'll give you another reminder about this at the end of this weekly edition. Here is what magazine editor Sarah Lusher has to say. Hello everyone, the February 2022 issue of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine is all ready for you. We hear about Holby City and Doctors star Rebecca Grant. Is Wild Swimming Magic or Madness? And a book, Sea Chains, by Jessica Streeting, is a poignant and remarkable memoir. With all our regular features and contributors, The Mardler, Past Lives and Talk of the County, there's lots to hear about, so do keep listening after the news. Now we can start with our first batch of news items, and here is Chris to start us off.
First of all, we hear about plans to promote this year's Norfolk and Norwich Festival, which is the 250th anniversary of the event. Then there is approval for a new wind farm, and it is alarming to hear the huge cost of repairs needed to the city's housing stock. And sadly, there was a horrific car crash on the Inner Ring Road last Saturday. The hunt is on to find artists who will splash colour across the city's high street as part of a landmark festival. The Norfolk and Norwich Festival will celebrate its 250th year this spring, and Daniel Brine, Artistic Director and Chief Executive of the event, along with Ailsa Mackay, Production and Programme Officer, have come up with a plan for the occasion. We are calling on artists to be a part of the festival once again. All in all, the project is looking for 10 local businesses to help spread the message with art covering their stories. He added, we are looking for window displays that both dress and address the city. Dress the city means creating something visually interesting and exciting in the city, generating a buzz for shoppers, eaters and drinkers. And addressing the city asks the question of what does the artist and the business want to say to the people of Norwich? This could be anything, whether it be a fun or serious message. The partnerships will be decided around the end of the month, with the festival taking place between May the 13th and May the 29th.
An application to build a wind farm off the coast of Norfolk has been given the green light. Swedish energy giant Vattenfall has been granted development consent by the Planning Inspectorate for its Norfolk Vanguard wind farm. Consent for the wind farm was previously given approval by the Secretary of State for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy in July 2020. However, the decision was quashed by a High Court order last year, following concerns raised about the impact on the Norfolk countryside that would be created by the infrastructure needed to support the wind farm. But yesterday, the project was awarded development consent to go ahead. Norfolk Vanguard is one of two wind farms proposed by Vattenfall. The other, Norfolk Boreas, was given the green light in December last year. Vattenfall have said the two projects combined could power more than 3.9 million homes in the United Kingdom. The onshore cable route would span 40 miles from Necton to Haysborough. Vattenfall has pledged a £15 million community fund for projects in Norfolk.
City Hall is having to set aside £3.8 million to cover a massive backlog of repairs. Norwich City Council has identified a huge amount of repairs required at its council homes across the city. Last year, the council revealed a failure of oversight had resulted in missed electrical safety checks at nearly 900 homes, some of which should have been carried out at least 5 years ago. In addition, water supplies in up to 500 homes may have missed vital checks for Legionella, a germ that can cause lethal illnesses. Now, a massive backlog of repairs has been identified, forcing delays for void homes, properties without tenants, to be re-let. In total, 303 void homes are expected by March, up from 176 in December. The authority set out a series of reasons for the pile-up, including the contract with Norse, a Norfolk County Council-owned company, coming to an end, labour shortages, material supply chain issues, rising costs and COVID were also blamed. The City Council is in the process of transferring services carried out by Norse to its own company, Norwich City Services Limited. To deal with the work arrears, the council will hire contractors for 9 months to cover the work.
Flowers have been left at the scene of a crash, which saw a man in his 60s die after crashing a car into the River Wensum in Norwich. And concrete safety hoardings have also been installed in front of the bent remains of the original barrier the car careered through. At around 7 a.m. last Saturday, emergency services were called after a car crashed through a set of metal barriers by the St Crispin's Road roundabout and landed upside down in the river. Police and firefighters attended the scene and recovered the driver from the vehicle, but it was later confirmed he had died. The incident saw the roundabout and a number of surrounding roads closed to all traffic for several hours, remaining shut throughout the morning before reopening shortly before 1:45 p.m. As a result, there was a heavy build-up of traffic around the city centre throughout the morning as motorists were diverted away from the scene. One passerby commented that they had lived in the area for the best part of a decade and had never seen a crash like it at the roundabout. A solitary bunch of flowers has been left at the scene, wedged in between the bars of the metal gate.